This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, business continues to be booming in NFL free agency, and who better to talk about it than a 10-year NFL veteran, patrolled the secondary for a bunch of teams around the NFL for a decade, now talks the NFL for TuneIn Radio. He's Nick Ferguson. Nick, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I guess the place I'm going to start, it's a little off the beaten path compared to some of the other moves that have been made. It's Minnesota. And Sheldon Richardson to that defensive line on a one-year deal. Talk about what that does for that front four and what that front four in turn does for that secondary. And talk about how that addition maybe makes that Minnesota Vikings defense the best one in the NFL.
Well, being as though I played 10 years in the NFL in the secondary, I can tell you, you love it when a team adds an aggressive pass rusher to the front seven. That means the ball has to come out. Quarterback doesn't really have that much time. And we love those tips and overthrows because that ends up in INTs. And if you are Xavier Rhodes of the Minnesota Vikings, you have to be ecstatic about the move. I know everyone's been talking about, you know, the addition of Kirk Cousins, but this was a Mike Zimmer team that did a lot last season on the defensive side of the ball. We saw that defense fall apart against the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoff game, a game that really prevented the Minnesota Vikings from making NFL history, being the first team to play and host at the same time. So that definitely makes them one of the more menacing defenses, especially within their division. It definitely helps out a guy like Kirk Cousins because the idea is if the defense can kind of shorten the field and also get you those turnovers, now that is potential for more points on the board. And when you go out and you spend as much money, guaranteed money, that's the most important part. For a guy like Kirk Cousins, you want to make sure that he is set up to succeed, and adding another quality defensive pass rusher would definitely help that out.
And, you know, you talk about that offense, and Kirk Cousins is set up to succeed with that offense. Those two great receivers, the terrific tight ends, Dalvin Cook returning, Latavius Murray staying on board, so they got a two-headed running back attack, the improved offensive line. But I'll ask you this, and I think maybe it's the most under-the-radar sighting, but incredibly important because of where the Vikings are. I think contending teams should always covet capable backup quarterbacks. And they added Trevor Siemian. If he's your starting quarterback, you're not winning a ton of games. But if he's your backup quarterback, if your starter were to get hurt and have to be out a few weeks, your season isn't over. So talk about how important it is for contending teams as opposed to also-ran teams to have quality backup quarterbacks that can hold the fort down while their starter's hurt. And talk about how important it is for these contending teams to maybe covet these guys the way winning teams in baseball covet closers.
Well, it's really important. I think it is one of those things that definitely overlooked in football. There's a high premium that is placed on starting quarterbacks. And if you were to run down the list of all 32 teams and look at their backup quarterbacks, a lot of those guys wouldn't even fit the bill. So it's definitely important to see a backup quarterback being able to step in. Now, he may not be able to put up the same numbers and the level of production. You just don't want to see that level of production start to slide. And you look at, you know, what happened with Green Bay Packers when they had Brett Favre and they had Aaron Rodgers. And then most importantly, recently, look at what Doug Peterson was able to do with Nick Foles, who he is a backup quarterback technically for the Eagles, but he has a lot of years of experience starting games in the NFL. So that backup position is so important. In some cases, it may be the most important position in football because that starter goes out. You're talking about a level of chemistry that the offense has been able to establish, that rhythm that they have. You want someone to be able to step in, that know the verbiage, that know the insight in-line adjustments. They can get guys lined up. They can go out there, they can be effective on third down and inside the red zone. But if you get a guy, and we saw Pittsburgh Steelers go through it when Ben Roethlisberger went out, Landry Jones came in, and the offense wasn't the same. It just seemed like the wide receivers, the timing and rhythm was a little off. So having a guy like Trevor Siemian, knowing that he now has to learn John DeFilippo's offense, but knowing as though he's played in the NFL, so he has some game time under his belt, but now learning the system and getting to know the guys on the offense, like you talked about. You know, you got Laquon Treadwell, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, and Kyle Rudolph, and Dalvin Cook. Getting to know those guys, where they like the ball play. So now if you have to step in, now the rhythm of the offense doesn't lose a beat.
Well, Nick, riddle me this. Why do contending teams not covet the backup quarterback the way they should? How many years did we see in Dallas when everybody fancied them as a contender and the backup to a brittle Tony Romo was a Kellen Moore, and as soon as Romo got hurt, the season was immediately over? I don't understand why more NFL GMs of contending teams don't make sure and even perhaps overpay with dollars and maybe in trade with picks or whatever. Why don't they make sure that they have backup quarterbacks? And why aren't, in turn, the non-contending teams, why do they hang on to that quality backup quarterback when it doesn't matter if they have one anyway? They're not contending. I've always made the case that NFL teams should use the same philosophy that baseball teams use with their closers. If you ever notice a non-contending team at the baseball trade deadline, they always trade their closer in an effort to rebuild, while in turn the contending team is always trying to add to that bullpen. Explain to me why this philosophy's been lost on a lot of NFL GMs. And because of that, a quarterback injury ends up ending the season immediately before it ever gets out of the blocks.
Well, it's a couple of things, because the idea, a lot of clubs have the idea that if you have two or three quarterbacks, you don't have one, which I don't think that's a logical mentality to definitely have in this day and age in the NFL. Also, no one wants to pay a backup quarterback nearly to the same amount as though they're paying their starting quarterback. They feel as though that makes no sense. And then the third part of it is a lack of development. When I look at the lack of development at the quarterback position, it not only starts on the NFL level, you have to dig deep and go back into the collegiate level as well, because a lot of those quarterbacks, they don't come out prepared for the NFL. There's a lot of this RPO offense. A lot of quarterbacks don't play on the center, so once they get to the NFL, they have to get comfortable with the three-step, five-step drop and not playing in a total shotgun, because now you have to be able to diagnose plays pre- and post-snap. So from the collegiate level, guys are not coming into the pros ready to kind of take on that level of responsibility, and even on the pro level, you have offensive coordinators who are married to a system, and they don't want to change their system to fit that particular quarterback. So it's just kind of a myriad of things that take place, and those teams that do it well are the teams that often have success. And I'll add number four in that, into the equation. Most executives don't foresee their starting quarterback ever getting injured, and that is something else as far as the level of philosophy that you can't have. It is the NFL. It is physical. Those pass rushes are getting faster. There is the potential, if you don't have an elite offensive line, that your quarterback is going to be on his back a couple of times, and some of those times he may not even get up. So you may have to try to plan from this standpoint on and having a viable option, you know, at the backup quarterback position.
The insight of a 10-year NFL veteran, Nick Ferguson, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. You can hear him now on NFL on TuneIn, giving you this kind of insight each and every day on TuneIn Radio. I guess the next question I have, the Tennessee Titans, they're bringing in Ndamukong Suh for a visit. Should they make sure he doesn't leave the building? Because if you add him at nose tackle to that already pretty darn good defense, do they become incredibly dangerous now in what looks like it's going to be a loaded AFC South?
Absolutely. You just look at the players that they've added this offseason. They decided to add from the New England Patriots, Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler. And despite what some people think about Malcolm Butler, I think he's a great corner. So you match Malcolm Butler with Ryan Logan, that kind of gives you your bookend corners. And this was a Tennessee Titan defense that they were not ranked the highest in the NFL, but they have a lot of quality guys and quality pieces on that defense, they just need to learn how to collectively play together. And with their new head coach, Mike Vrabel, that he understands what that means, being a part of that Patriots organization as a player. So if you were able to add an interior lineman like Ndamukong Suh, now that gives you a little attitude. This defense already has a swagger as a whole, but if you get Ndamukong Suh into the mix, it makes them a more formidable foe, especially within their division. And I like this pick if they're able to sign him, but here's what we have to keep in consideration. We know Ndamukong Suh, he has a history. He has a history of doing things on the field to hurt the team. And then also you have to factor in, what is it going to cost them, right? If they can come to an agreement on a salary that is fitting for Ndamukong Suh, now you add another dominating piece to the pieces you've added thus far. And now we can be talking about the Tennessee Titans really being in a position to win that division and really compete, not with the Houston Texans, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, which have risen like a phoenix from the ashes over last year.
Speaking of the Houston Texans, and we got about 3 minutes left, how much do you like what they did? You know, they add Tyrann Mathieu at safety. They add a slot corner. They bring back Jonathan Joseph. J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus are both looks like they're going to be healthy at least to start 2018. How dangerous does that team suddenly become because they finally found their quarterback?
Well, it all depends on, you know, Deshaun Watson. Does he come back and he looks like himself, or will he suffer any type of setbacks? We know what the defense can actually do, what can actually produce. If he can come back and duplicate anything that we've seen in his rookie year, it's going to make this Houston Texans team a really difficult team to beat, because we know that they're going to be in every game, whether it's a close game or a shootout, but also with the pieces they added on defense, even though signing Tyrann Mathieu to a one-year deal, now they have a very versatile secondary. Tyrann Mathieu can play in the box. He can play the middle field safety. If you need him to play outside, play corner, he can definitely do that. But also he can play and be a major role on special teams as well as a returner. So they have some pieces on their team, and it's all about playing defense, right? We saw in the Super Bowl against when the Patriots and the Eagles played, they didn't play any defense. It looked like a Big 12 game. But you have to be able to play defense in the NFL, and getting those pieces in place and hopefully getting J.J. Watts. You talk about Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney. Now those guys can get home, and I talked about it earlier, those tips and overthrows, that's what you want in the secondary. Now you have a guy in Tyrann Mathieu who can now turn that interception into points.
Well, you know it very well, Nick, and I'll say this as we let you run. Tips in the secondary equal cash for the DBs, don't they?
Absolutely. We talk about it all the time. Tips and overthrows, got to get those.
Got to get those, because guess what? When you put up glitzy numbers and you put up 4, 5, 6 interceptions, boy, you could ring the cash register. And you know what people forget that do what I do for a living or watch as fans? You're trying to feed your family. While you love being an NFL player, you're doing it to feed your family. So numbers are good, and ringing a cash register can be at times what it's all about, my friend, isn't it?
Absolutely. When I play, I would tell kids now, you know, I chase would-be ball carriers like they were dollar signs. You got to bring that guy down, because when your level of production starts to increase, so does the cash register that you're talking about, because now you are an asset, not a liability. And in the case of Tyrann Mathieu, I mean, he's on a one-year deal. So if he goes out and he has an impressive season, now he can, you know, command top dollar from the Houston Texans or any other suitor out there. So it's all about elevating your level of play, you know, for your teammates. You love the game, but like you said, you got to feed your family, and your production actually increases your value as a player.
All right. Moral of the story is we let you run, Nick, and I thank you so much. Great insight. I hope you let us do this again. I love to get inside of the game with NFL veterans, and I'll tell everybody in my audience, remember one thing. Don't ever spend somebody else's money. You don't know what their burdens are. I think that's
Absolutely.
A fair way to end this. Nick, thanks so much, man. You let us do this again, because this really was a pleasure.
Yeah, just give me a call anytime.
You got it. Thanks so much, Nick. You have yourself a great one, and enjoy the day.
You The same.
Bye-bye now. Nick Ferguson, 10-year NFL safety all over this league, now doing it each and every day for NFL on TuneIn Radio. Great insight. We'll tie a bow around this Saturday 3-hour extravaganza next. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it's at.